B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
Well, we all have social media, but sometimes we get unfriended on it. And Jennifer is on the phone. Jennifer, what happened? Who unfriended you?
So I dated this guy, Steve, for about 2 years, and we remained great friends. He's an amazing guy. The reason that we broke up was because he left and went into the military, and so he moved to South Carolina. For some reason, like, I just started thinking about him the other day, and so I sent him a message on Facebook, a friend request, sorry, and he hasn't responded, and so I'm just trying to see what's going on.
When's the last time you checked up on him? Like, how long ago do you think he unfriended you? Like, when you broke up, or did you check up on him a month ago and the request and the friendship was still there?
Yeah, like about 3 months ago, the friendship was still there. Like, I would see his posts or whatever, and I just, you know, I didn't think too much of it. But then, you know how you just kind of think of someone every now and then, and you're like, oh, I wonder what they're doing, like how everything's going.
Sure. And we, you know, we typically ask these questions because sometimes the reason why you've been unfriended is because of your own actions. Do you do annoying types of posts, maybe political posts, maybe nothing but your dog, or maybe a certain hobby you always talk about? Is there anything that you do excessively that could be be annoying to someone else?
I mean, I don't think so. Nothing that he wouldn't already know about me. Like, it's just for my friends and family. So
yeah, I'm looking at your Facebook here. It looks pretty.
You have it up?
Yeah, I have it up. Mm. It looks, I mean, it doesn't look anything too annoying. Let's see here. It says, taking bets on what this fluffer is made up of.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's an adoption for a dog.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, sounds. Are you sure you're on the right site?
Yeah. Jennifer, how long ago did you guys break up? Is it possible that he's just like officially moved on and he's like, you know what? It's my ex. I'm moving on.
We broke up like 8 months ago, 9 months. So, I mean, it's possible, but I just wouldn't think that he would be like that because we were so close. And I don't know. We kind of just like raised each other in a sense. So,
do you still have feels for him?
Not like that. You know, I just kind of want to continue having a friendship with this person because.
Okay.
You know what I'm seeing as a potential red flag on your Facebook?
What?
Lots of selfies, especially in your car.
If he says he unfriended you because he was tired of all your car selfies, would that like bother you?
I don't think he would say that because he knew how bad I wanted to get a new car. So once I got my new car, like, I just started posting all these pictures in it because I was really proud of it. So
the best lighting is in your car.
Okay.
It is.
All right. Enough of this tomfoolery.
All right. Let's get him on the phone. Nicole, is he ready?
As soon as we bring him in, you ask him right away, Jennifer, okay? Don't give him time to think about it. All right.
Steve, this is the Manny Roy on the Rent Show. You're live on the radio, okay?
Oh, hey.
I just want to let you know you're not winning a contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All the way from South Carolina, Steve, we have someone on the phone who's got a question for you. You know her from your past. Go ahead and ask him, Jennifer.
Hey, Steve. I was just wondering why you unfriended me on Facebook. It's Jennifer.
Wait, what?
I just was wondering how you were, but you unfriended me, so what's that?
Ah, geez. I had a feeling this was going to come up. I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Yeah, this is a segment on the show called Unfriended. It's where we try to figure out you know, if there's problem between people, why would they unfriend friend them online?
So Jennifer shot us an email and said she needs answers.
Yeah, there was no real problem with her. I mean, I thought we were, you know, going to be good friends, but I got a new girlfriend now, and she really told me she wanted me to unfriend all of my exes on social media. So, you know, I just had to, you know, keep her happy. So,
well, that's
didn't think
cool.
she would notice. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of messed up that you would just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Unfriend me for someone that's new in your life and doesn't have the history that we have and knows nothing about me, I'm sure. So,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know why you would want to date someone that's that jealous.
Well, Jennifer, let's not jump to... Hold on. Let's not jump to conclusions.
And I'm kind of on Steve's side here because I've been in this situation before and I was really hurt when I found out that my ex had unfriended me. And now I see his side because they're married and I get it. And if that made his wife uncomfortable, like I don't want to make her uncomfortable because there's nothing going on. And B, I respect him even more for not wanting to make her jealous.
I mean, yeah, but like, are you married, Steve? Like, no. So
yeah, I just feel like, you know, I want to respect her wishes. It's something that she really seems to care about. So, I mean, I got to keep her happy, you know?
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this. Did you delete her number off your phone?
Ah, you guys are killing me. I mean, look, to be fair, I mean, it wasn't just you. I had to delete, like, you know, four other women from my social media and from my phone. But, I mean, I had to do it. I had no other choice.
Right, but I'm not just, like, any woman. Like, I'm your friend.
Jennifer,
so.
Though, are you? If you were truly a part of Steven's life and his good friend, you guys hang out all the time, you're still friends today, you would be a part of, like, I don't think...
Her life, too.
Her life, too.
And she would know not to be jealous.
Yeah.
I
so, you know,
going.
You're not really that close of a friend, you know? Just because you're Facebook friends doesn't really mean you're actually friends.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing I can do about it, so okay. I just have to accept it.
All right. Well, thanks for reaching out. Steve, thanks for your service, and thanks for coming on this morning, okay?
The MRL Morning Show on demand. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.